I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on April 24th, 2020. Ubuntu 20.04 LTS has been released, along with new versions of its various desktop flavors. Underpinning all of the releases is version 5.4 of the Linux kernel, with a backported addition of support for WireGuard. The flagship distribution boasts a refreshed Yaru theme on top of GNOME 3.36, and GUI control over fractional scaling for high DPI monitors is available for both X11 and Wayland users. Ubuntu will now automatically set up device-specific enablement when installed on certified hardware, and the project is actively working on improving Linux's patchy support for fingerprint biometrics. Feral Interactive's game mode optimizations are installed by default, and Ubuntu's experimental ZSys tool will provide ZFS users with system snapshotting on software installation and updates, with rollbacks available directly from the system's grub menu. While an incremental update for most of the flavors, the move from LXDE to an LXQt desktop for Lubuntu means that its users will need a completely fresh install to migrate from the last LTS version. But the headline release brought a pleasant surprise for customers of Ubuntu's extended security maintenance program, who will now benefit from a full 10 years of support on all of the packages in the distribution's Universe repository. KDE's video editing suite, KDenLive, has landed its own 20.04 release. As well as a raft of bug fixes, highlights of the new version include clip sorting and tagging, along with preview resolution scaling and support for Pixar's Open Timeline I/O interchange format, giving KDenLive file interoperability with the likes of Adobe Premiere and Final Cut Pro. Mozilla has launched a new blog aimed at engineers working on Firefox security internals, researchers, and bounty hunters. Having paid out nearly $1 million in bounties between 2017 and 2019, the organization is now ramping up the amounts available for higher impact disclosures. Mozilla is also starting to reward duplicate submissions and those with more detail, all in hopes of encouraging further scrutiny and fuzzing of its nightly Firefox builds. You will soon be able to buy a new Lenovo laptop with Fedora pre-installed. Project leader Matthew Miller has revealed that Fedora 32 Workstation will become a factory customization option on three different ThinkPad models in the near future. Intel is helping the Linux Foundation expand its mentorship program. The chipmaker is contributing $250,000 to help the foundation support developer interns who have been displaced by the current global health crisis reskill for work in open source projects. The Linux Foundation has pledged $100,000 towards the effort itself and has called on other industry players to match its funding so that it can provide more opportunities for aspiring technical talent in these difficult times. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/148.